Psalms 107, verse number 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. Well, who's the word? Jesus. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He sent the word and healed what? Is anybody with me? Hello? In other words, when I'm taking communion, I'm recognizing what Jesus did, that he paid for my sins, my sickness, my well-being of my mind, body, soul, and spirit. Amen? I'm stepping into the finished work of Calvary. I'm not just coming up here to drink some juice and eat some bread. I'm coming up here recognizing what he did for me. And if I recognize what he did with me, did for me and he did for you, all of a sudden it manifests itself in our life. And if I don't believe that he was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed. If I don't believe in the healing stripes of Jesus, guess what? I'm weak, I'm sick, and I die young. You listen to me? In other words, he is the answer. Jesus. Say Jesus once. Jesus. Amen. Is anybody coming with me in agreement? You know, we're coming to agreement. You know what we're coming to agreement for? Because here's what's going to take place here in a moment. If you're sick in your body, we're going to pray for you. And then you're going to go over and take the bread and the blood of Jesus to seal the deal. He seals us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And let me say this to you. You may not have taken communion in this manner before. That's okay. Either have I. Hello? What did God say a couple few weeks ago? He said the winds of the Spirit are blowing. He's getting ready to turn things around. We're going to start doing things like we never did before. His mercies are new every morning. We get so caught up in tradition and religion, we don't let God have his way. Amen. Amen? We get so stuck in stuff. God's above stuff. God's the real thing. Everything else is just imitation. We can't manufacture these things. So many people think if I can do this and I can do this and I can do this, I can manufacture this. No. You do what God tells you to do and you just trust him. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on. There's something that's stirring up inside of you. There's faith that's building up inside of you to get something you've been seeking, you've been looking for, and asking God for. And if the answer's been right in front of your face the whole time. It's right in there. We could almost smell it. It was so close. Let me say this to you, and then we'll start praying for people. I lost my spot. Hallelujah. I found my spot. The Word of God says in verse 31 of 1 Corinthians 11, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened to the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. In other words, when I mess up, I repent. I'm not losing my salvation. He says to you and I, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen? Somebody with me? Amen. Look with me in Hebrews 12, and then we'll start, see what the Lord wants to do. Hallelujah. But I'm probably going to need a drink to pray for some people. Thank you. My throat got dry. Hebrews 12, verse 11 says this. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but it's grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. He says, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lamed may be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Just say, he is the Lord that healeth me. He heals my body, mind, soul, and spirit through Jesus. I'm going to give him faith. I'm going to trust him today. In closing, go ahead. Hallelujah. So let's pray for a moment. I told you it's not like I would preach. Can you all bow your heads and let's pray in this congregation today? Father, we're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to do. It was brief, it was quick. But action speaks louder than words. And Father God, as we follow your instructions, Father God, the most important part is being right with Jesus. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're here today and you do not know Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, or maybe one time you knew him but you drifted away, you're not in the place you need to be, and that's you, just lift up your hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus. Is there anybody at all? I see that hand you may put down. I see that hand you may put down. Is there another here today? Well, Pastor, I'm not at that place. I'm not at that place I need to be. Is that you? Anyone else? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to do a bold step. Take a bold step for me with me today. I'm going to ask you to get up from your seat and come and meet me here. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come, come. You'll be blessed. Come. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Extend your hands towards these folks right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Your word says that the power, it's the power of the gospel to save. It's what you did on the cross of Calvary, Father God. It's not what I've done. It's not what anyone else has done, but it's what you did for these folks. Father God, as we pray this prayer, say, just pray with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Lord, I need help. I need your helper, Lord. Take residence within me. Fill me to overflowing. In Jesus' name. Now as I take your body and your bread and your blood, I am saying that I am healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now I would like for you four just to follow me right here in front of this table. God gave me instructions. He gave me instructions. Everybody continue to pray. This isn't a show. Hallelujah. He wants you to know today. He wants to heal you complete from the inside out. If you have sickness or any disease, he said at the cross of Calvary, he paid for it all. And as you take that body today, he's going to touch your body in Jesus' name. He said, take, break, and eat. This is the body of Christ. Take and eat the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your brokenness on the cross of Calvary. Thank you that you paid for my sickness and my disease. And you said with salvation comes healing. We give you praise and we give you glory. See, the blood covers all of your past and all of your past sin. And as you take this cup and drink of that cup, it's a cup of his blood that's flowing through your throat down to your inner being. And it's cleansing you because of your trust in Jesus Christ. Not in the element, but what in the element represents. Take drink of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I need a trash can up here, please. I'll take your cup. I'll take your cup. I'll take your cup. Is there any special body parts or anything that you need healing for? I want you just to, you what? Your mind? Lift your hands in the air. Can I ask some believers to come up here, please? Father, I pray for this mind right now, that a man that has the mind of Christ, I bind all the confusion right now and I call her mind in order in Jesus' name. God, where there seems to be no way, Father God, there's a door that's opening up for her. Things aren't what they look like or what they seem like or what they appear, Father God, that you've got her in the hull of your hand. So lift this off of her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Huh? You good? Hallelujah. We'll get her in 1 second. Okay? You good? What'd you get? Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says right now in the name of Jesus to cast down every imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of God and bring it under captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. As she surrendered her heart and her life to you, the spirit of your spirit's just swelling up inside of her. Father, give her vision right now in Jesus' name. Let her see it, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, James. James. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody good? Hallelujah. If you have sickness in your body, we're going to do this. This is what the Lord gave me instructions to do. If you need something healed in your body, mind, your soul, your spirit, if you come, we're going to pray for you, and then you're going to go over, and you're going to serve. They'll serve your communion over here. You can serve some people communion, right? Take, eat, and take the bread. Hallelujah. Stay up. Don't go there. You need healing. Does anybody in the house need some healing? Hallelujah. Praise God.